Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. What do we figure out the words are there? Let me hit it.
Just one hit of you.
Oh.
I'd never be the same.
Hit.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Keep going. Just admit it. That's a Camila Cabello. And her new hit song.
Just one hit of you, I knew I'll never be the same.
Just one hit of you, I knew I'll never be the same. It's a squeaky little song. It's hard to sing. It's not really a sing-along one on that one. Mm-hmm. Will that be the song of the summer? I don't know. Summer's not even here yet.
I know. Who knows?
Drake?
No, Michael knows. He'll tell you right now.
Michael and Jane, they usually figure it out. Have we asked him yet what he thinks the song of the summer will be this year? It's possible it's not even out yet. Next couple weeks, guys, be paying
that
attention.
That Drake song is solid.
No.
The one that's number
one
right now.
That one is.
I just asked him if he's into King Princess. He likes it.
Yeah? Are they the song of the summer?
Well, the song's 1950, but the person is, the lady is King Princess.
I see. This is not the...
That's this is the song of the summer.
It's only
baby.
Been number one for like a few weeks in a row.
Oh,
now.
Never. What's it called again?
Strong Contender.
Nice for what?
Oh, nice for
it's
what?
It's called Strong Contender.
Yeah, it's strong contender.
Oh.
Well, it is Drake. He does have a bridge. I mean, who am I to argue with that?
That's well,
true.
It seems like you argue all the time about it.
Well, listen.
Like you got a knack
what color's
for
the sky?
Well,
let's argue.
You know what? I see the guy in a white tuxedo, and I'm like, no.
No, he can pull it off.
Seen he's not
dance
pulling
moves,
it off.
I've heard his dumb songs. He's Drake the whole time.
He pulls off the bridge, that's for sure.
Yeah. Does he?
Yeah,
well.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know.
Work, 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 work. Oh, that's a hit.
It's a Rihanna hit. All right, let's do the thing. Cute. C-U-T-E, cute. I'm cute! She said I'm cute! Super cute. Cute is this hour's code word.
Oh, Rudolph!
Yeah.
What's her name?
Clarice.
Clarice. Is it Clarice?
I think it
is
Clarice. She was the little doe that he loved.
That loved Rudolph, and he's
she said I'm cute!
Oh. And then he flies, and then the thing comes off. And they're like, oh, you're a freak.
Yeah.
But she's still like,
won't have any daughter of mine hanging around with any kind of red-nosed reindeer.
No.
Come on, Clarice.
Oh. What's the boy's name?
Oh,
the dentist.
Yeah. Oh, Herbie.
Herbie.
Yeah.
Herbie.
I'm going to be a dentist.
It's already feeling like Christmas, isn't it?
No.
Great job.
And then she sings that song to him. Oh, man. That's a sweet song.
What song is that?
Is it, there's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. Tomorrow is not far away. I need to be Camila Cabello so I can hit those notes. Okay, anyway, this hour's word is cute. Oh, there it is. That's Clarice.
No.
Yeah, singing to Rudolph.
Wow.
I think. I don't know.
She sounds quite mature.
Well, you know.
Never really put those two things together. Oh, yeah, she is singing that. Ah! Oh, and they're in the snow. Gosh, it feels like Christmas, doesn't it?
And all the little animals are gathering around.
Yeah.
I'll never end. Be there my friend someday. Oh, so cute. Boy, I actually miss these shows. I don't think I've watched these since my kids were little. They were such a part of our lives growing up. Kids these days can watch them whenever they want. They're just on demand.
Yeah, you know? That's the weird thing.
You had to wait. You had to, like, your mom would be like, okay, tonight at 8 o'clock, mm-hmm. it's Rudolph. You better be good. You want to watch Rudolph tonight? You guys better knock it off. We do want to watch it. We'll be good. So wait.
Oh, come on. Yeah. You got to love it. Mm.
Cute is this hour's code word. Text cute to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. All right, man. That number again, 72881. Cute. C-U-T-E, cute, is this hour's code word. Message and data rates may apply. There's always just anything to avoid talking about Roseanne anymore. Roseanne, the show's canceled. She's been fired. The hundreds of people who worked on the show have all been fired. She tweeted, I don't even want to repeat the tweet again. I guess you can go to her Twitter. Maybe, although I'm sure she's deleted it by now. Wanda Sykes was working as a writer, consultant, and producer on the show. As soon as she saw the tweet, she said, I will not be coming back, which became, come on, Roseanne, which became a moot point shortly thereafter when Roseanne was fired and the show was canceled. Sarah Gilbert, who plays Darlene on the show, also denounced Roseanne before the show was canceled. Clearly, she saw the writing on the wall. She said, Roseanne's comments are abhorrent and do not reflect the beliefs of our cast and crew or anyone associated with our show. I'm disappointed in her actions, to say the least. This is incredibly sad and difficult for all of us. We've created a show we believe in, are proud of, and that audiences love, one that's separate and apart from the opinions and words of one cast member. John Goodman has not commented, but he was spotted walking his dog around in New Orleans. He did not look happy. Here he is covering
up. Oh, that photo was in New Orleans?
Apparently. Not looking happy. Maybe he just has resting bitch face on, but he just looks.
Oh, that
looks super bummed.
He looks destroyed.
That is a puss.
Yeah.
You know what I meant by that. Right?
I do, sure. He's got a sour puss on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Emma Kenney, she plays Darlene's daughter, Harris. She called her manager to quit the show, and that's when she was told that ABC was already shutting it down. Emma praised ABC for, quote, standing up against abuse of power and lack of values, and added, bullies do not win, ever. Michael Fishman, who plays DJ, called Roseanne's comments reprehensible and intolerable. He added, in this moment, it's important to be clear. We must stand up against bias, hatred, bigotry, and ignorance to make society a better place for all. Plenty of celebrities are commenting on her racism, and some are suggesting new revivals that could take its place. Charlie Sheen was like, hey, what about a 2.5 Men reboot?
No.
Zach Braff joked about one for Scrubs. Obviously, ABC couldn't have continued Roseanne without Roseanne, but some random guy had a brilliant idea. I like this. Can we just rebrand the show Dan and have John Goodman hang out with Jeff Bridges while slowly transitioning the whole thing to a Big Lebowski TV show?
Were there other suggestions? I was seeing on Facebook this morning, people were saying Jackie.
Oh.
Kill off Roseanne and
just have Jackie.
Do everybody
sure.
else.
They should actually just, you know, that would be an awesome up yours to Roseanne.
Isn't it funny that Charlie would pop up, though? I mean, dude, you torpedoed your own show.
And now you're like, oh,
and
we should
here you are.
That.
We should, hey, well, you know, it'd be fun.
What about me? Yeah.
We don't, our memories are a little bit longer than that, Charlie. And I'm sure the people who worked on the show have an even longer memory. Do you remember who Eric Bolling is? He was like a Fox News guy who, I can't remember exactly what he did, but I want to say he was donging other people who worked on the show. And so it was like a sexual harassment thing. You'd probably recognize him.
I'm looking
him
at him now,
him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't.
And I remember him whining that people were giving him crap because I guess his kid is like a high school senior or something and gotten some fights over it. Or maybe he's a freshman in college.
Did his kid kill himself?
Oh, did his kid kill himself over this? That might be
I don't
be
know
right.
if it was over this, but I think that his kid killed himself.
What? I don't even recognize the name. Eric Bolling.
You know what? It was in the midst of all the...
Right. His kid was found dead in the room. They they suspected it was a drug overdose.
Right. He said he
in
was
the
getting
dorm room,
tortured
I think.
At school over the Eric Bolling
yeah.
conspiracy. The whole sexual harassment stuff. So he tweeted... No apology necessary at all, Roseanne, and please don't leave unless it's just for a few minutes.
He's deleted that tweet. Maybe some people said something. I don't know. Tim Allen says that, hey, man, you still have Last Man Standing.
Is he saying that to ABC or just people?
No, he's saying people in general. Yeah. He's going to be on Fox.
Oh, this is a conservative thing.
Yeah, I guess Last Man Standing was on for a few seasons and it got canceled. Then Fox
brought it
picked
back.
It up or brought it back.
I told you guys a couple weeks ago, I like the show because I like the cast and I like Tim Allen, but it's a lot of gun talk.
Well, he owns
like
a gun store.
Sports store.
Right. Oh, yeah. Right. It is. It's a sporting goods store that sells guns. He says, we're going to have to deal with that somehow. There's so much left in our tank. There were a lot of stories we hadn't gotten to. So there you go. People who like the conservative stuff. This I found a little upsetting, although maybe it is time. I love The Walking Dead. It suffered in the last... And actually, I'm loving Fear the Walking Dead. This season is excellent. That's the spinoff show that started in L.A.
I thought that show was terrible.
Oh, no. That show is actually...
You like that
it's
one.
It's gotten really good. And But The Walking Dead's been just like...
Had a horrible season.
It's been a little disappointing.
Okay.
So there are some spoilers in here. One of the main... The kid that we watched grow up, spoiler alert, he got it.
It?
Bitten and...
Oh, he's a zombie now?
No, he died. They shoot themselves in the head so they don't become zombies. Oh. They don't want to be The Walking Dead. But his dad, the main character on the show, is a cop, an ex-cop called Rick Grimes.
He got it.
And he's played by Andrew Lincoln. He has not gotten it, but he's saying he wants to leave.
He wants to get it.
So it looks like, yes, Vinny, he wants to get it. So it looks like he'll make an exit by the end of the upcoming 9th season. Supposedly he's only going to do 6 episodes. That's what the rumor mill has. Meanwhile, the producers are offering Norman Reedus, who plays Daryl on the show, Daryl Dixon, a nice raise to stay on. Like, you got to stay.
Is Daryl the hillbilly?
He is. The one
the
who...
The bow guy.
Yes, the crossbow guy who rides the motorcycle. And he's a great character, but he's highly underused. Like, they never... He's very quiet, and he's, you know, sort of comes in here and there. He's angry. Daryl. So they're talking about making... Sort of transitioning him to the main character. My favorite character on that is Carol.
I also Which one's Carol?
Carol's the... she's like a white lady. She's got short, gray, white hair.
Did she start out as...
A beaten woman.
That lost the kid?
Yes.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. Yeah,
that's like season one stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's cool.
Yeah. She's excellent. She's actually really become quite an interesting character. And I also, I like King Ezekiel. I like, there's enough people left on there that I'd keep watching it even if.
Without the lead guy?
Yeah. He's gotten kind of annoying.
He's annoying.
A little bit.
All right.
I mean, I'll always love him because he was in Love Actually.
Oh, for crying
years
out
before
loud.
The Walking Dead
That's
was on,
just
so
dumb.
I'll always have a special place in my heart for him. So we all know that fashion is too expensive. Like, you see these big designers. That's why all the rappers are singing about Fendi bag, Gucci bag,
Prada,
Prada bag.
Because it's too expensive?
Because they're super expensive, so they become like status symbols and stuff. So I don't know from fashion. You could put something in front of me and say, you know, right. Which designer did this? And I'd be like, Versace? Like, I just name ones that I know. But I've heard the name Balenciaga.
You have?
I have. Probably because occasionally I'll read a magazine and, you see something about Balenciaga.
I would say I've heard of quite a bit of fashion names because I have girlfriends and have bought stuff. Oh, I've never heard of Balenciaga.
Balenciaga. So I've definitely heard the name. I wouldn't know what they specialize in, but I guess they do these kind of high-end bags. But you know, stuff
That's
as well.
A high-end bag?
So that's the bag in question right there.
Well, that looks no different than something you'd get at Patagonia.
You know what's interesting that you say? That it actually looks exactly like the IKEA 99-cent shopping bags.
There you go. That doesn't look like anything special.
We've just flipped over. So obviously theirs is made out of that kind of, I don't know, like almost tarp mesh. I don't know how you would say it.
Oh, that's not like a goat leather or something?
No, that, the one that's $2,145, is made out of leather.
Oh, okay.
So, but it who cares? It's bright blue. It's, if you've ever shopped at IKEA, you know exactly the bags we're talking about. They're over. They look like a laundry bag, actually. Sure. Somebody would carry your laundry.
Like the same thing with Kohl's or even Old Navy have the same.
Have these big, oversized bags. So the bag is hitty.
Right.
Like, it's the wrong, it's a terrible color. It's made out of leather, so I guess, you know, that there's where the price comes in. But basically, if you want to go spend $2,000 on a Balenciaga bag, just go to IKEA. It's, you know, get one. They're 99 cents. You can just grab one. So that's kind of funny. Were you able to find these tie bags? I guess a couple, maybe a year or two ago, they did these big oversized bags that are multicolored stripe. Unfortunately, I just have the black and white picture of it, but they're a big
Balenciaga
multi-
did?
Balenciaga.
Okay.
And these are, again, 2,000 plus bags. Theirs are strips of different colored leather all sewn together. But you, I guess in Thailand, there's these bags and they're super, they're everywhere. Like all these Thailanders, what is a Thai person? Thai people were like saying, hey, that's like an homage to
our bag.
To our bag, because those things are everywhere. Like everywhere. They're showing them. You know, everybody packs all their stuff into them all the time. They're ubiquitous in Thailand. So, you know, you can get those for...
But the Balenciaga version is
$2,000.
$2,000
plus dollars.
Got it.
So this morning...
So that's their move.
So, in a... Oh, do you see it?
Yeah.
So there's the Thai bag, and there's... You can't even tell which one is... Which one is the $2,000 bag?
Well, the one on the shoulder of the hot chick
horrible.
Is probably...
Probably. Just horrible. So... This morning, I'm looking randomly at stories, and I see that they're selling a shirt on a shirt for $1,300. I'm like, what is this all about? A shirt on a shirt? Whatever could that be?
Did you buy three?
I didn't, because I could make one at home.
Oh.
It is, I kid you not, it's just a short sleeve t-shirt that has another shirt sewn onto the front of it. Look. It's a, so the guy's arms are up on the thing there. It's got like an Oxford style shirt. What are those? Just like a button down long sleeve shirt sewn to the front of it. So if he stands up, do you have a picture of him standing? Because.
It's hanging off the front of him.
It's hanging off
like
the front.
A bib.
Like you can even see the back, like show the back view on that. Because it's, you can kind of, it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's a dude wearing a shirt that has a shirt sewn to it. And it's $1,290.
No one's buying it.
Oh,
though.
No. You know, listen, it says Balenciaga on it, Vinny. Apparently.
Oh, this is a Balenciaga shirt.
Yeah, this
This, so all this ties together. Balenciaga sucks.
Yeah.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, basically.
Got it.
Oh, here's a few different angles on the shirt. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's a terrible fashion trend, and yet you know there are going to be people out there going, have you got the latest trend? Yes, I paid $1,290 for that.
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't think the rainbow bag was horrible. Like, that looked okay.
Well, it's not even that it's a I mean, look.
I'm not wearing that, though.
No, that's ridiculous. The rainbow bag is just a big oversized leather tote, and I agree with you. I'm not going to spend $2,000 really on anything.
Yeah, but if I'm boning you, I'd buy you that.
Oh, really?
Sure.
That's what I cost, huh?
Well, no, you know, I mean, I like, birthday comes up, I'll get you a bag like that.
All
we're
right.
It, right? We're together.
Hey.
We're a thing?
Oh, we're together?
Aren't we?
Are we?
Every day.
Well, no, I mean, not now.
can we take breaks and stuff?
We're doing it. We're together.
Oh,
sure, I'll buy you that bag.
Oh, boy.
All right.
It's generous of you. What I really want is the shirt on a shirt, though. Will you buy me
no,
that?
No, I don't want to see you in that, though.
You can
that's
get
the
me
problem.
The bag and Sarah the shirt.
I want the shirt on a shirt. It's like, that's right up my alley. It's like you're wearing all your laundry, you know? Maybe I could get like the double shirt one. Like it's got. Oh, maybe I could get one that has a pair of pants sewn on the back.
Oh,
that'd be pretty good.
Same pattern though, right?
Yeah. No, they all got to be color coordinated and everything. That'd be pretty good. Anyway, Balenciaga, they have dumb stuff. Weezer does covers. I guess fans ask them to do certain covers, and so they'll, you know, occasionally they throw their fans a bone, and somebody's been doing this whole petition to make Weezer cover Africa by Toto.
All right.
It's been, and I know it's a stretch, but I was like, I'd like to hear that. So weeks go by and they've been pressuring him. There's even a dude who's like, you know, he's got like a fan site, like at
Weezer
Africa
fan site. Okay.
Something. I see what it is. It's like a Twitter, this is a Twitter campaign at Weezer Africa. So to troll that guy, I guess, they did cover a Toto song, but instead they did Rosanna. It's pretty...
This is Weezer?
This is Weezer.
This is Weezer. So you can tell there's a distortion pedal on the guitar.
That's and the bass is a little funky.
The main difference, though, because the Toto's
but
soft.
Crank this up, because there's even like a... His voice is
I
him.
Like it. It's yeah, pretty.
It is cool. So they power chord it up a little bit. And then finally they folded. Apparently, it looks like yesterday, they, you know, after giving this guy Rosanna, they gave him Africa. So here you go. That's funny. Sounds
did you
good.
Like Toto?
I did like these songs. I mean, I was never like, I don't have a Toto record. Did you like them?
No.
These days they call them yacht rock, which I always think is, you know.
I mean, these two hits I like, but what else was there?
I can't think of any other ones.
I'm sure there were, though.
I'm sure, yeah. But I, you know, it's.
But, I mean, here they are. They're a bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they're all, thanks, guys. Our songs are a bit for you.
Well, I'm sure they're going to make some money off of it.
Yeah, they might sell some stuff.
Sure. All right.
Oh, turn up. I think this is actually a great version of it.
Oh, they had that song, Hold the Line.
Oh, loves I know that song.
Is that Loves Hold the Line.
That's Toto? Holy cow.
And by the way, Toto is coming to Oakland at the Fox Theater Thursday, August 2nd.
Oh. Ding, 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 whoa, whoa. Hold the line. Love isn't always on time. Love isn't always. Love isn't always. This is another bona fide hit.
Yeah.
Do they have any other ones?
Ones that I don't recognize.
I'll Be Over You, 99,
you know, I don't
Stop
know any
Loving
of those.
You.
Do you guys?
Pamela. I don't know those ones. Pamela. Yeah. That's nice for Pams out there.
I know.
They have their own song.
No.
Yeah, I don't
it's
know
not
any
in
of these
the way
other ones.
You talk of the things that you say that you do. Hold the line.
Love's an always on time.
Let's start a campaign to get Weezer to cover this.
You know what's weird about this band is that the guy who plays guitar is considered one of the great guitar players, and he's even in that movie I keep telling you about called
Guns.
Hired Guns. Steve Lukather is supposed to be like this great guitar player, but he's the guy from Toto, so I never really... I don't know how...
Right.
This? Well, this.
You know, they... It's like
this?
These guys get equated to like a Steely Dan a lot. Like they, technically, they're so super perfect.
Oh, they do?
And they, yeah. That they're,
I didn't
you know
that.
Like super incredible production and just incredible musicians and like kind of math rock going on.
This?
Believe it or not. Like, to me, they just sound like songs. Oh, yeah. It's a masterclass in songwriting, man.
Like, that's a nice guitar sound or whatever, but...
Sure.
He's no Yngwie.
Oh, well, even Yngwie is no Yngwie. Get that guy out of here. I've heard enough of this. Nobody wants that. Yngwie, I suppose there are...
I'll take Yngwie over
no
this
way,
every
man.
Day.
Oh, God. Gives me a headache. What's coming up?
The latest in health food.
Oh, Hooman, the latest in health food.
I can't wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. And some guy fell on something. I'm not done. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3.
Trying to look at her videos. I can't
Vinny.
Make it work.
Oh, it's... This lady who says she has Drake's baby. Her name is Sophie Brousseau, and she's a French porn star. And she's one of those chicks that's like super, super skinny with a giant butt. It's good looking.
All right. Sophie Brousseau?
Brussaux. So I was showing Vinny some pictures of her. Now that's it. He's in. He's looking.
Well, I just wanted to see her work.
Here's her bump. Oh, you want to see her work?
Oh, yeah,
find it.
Oh, we've heard about this girl before.
Well, they were photographed together like in early 2017, but then when she was saying that she was pregnant and that it was his baby, he was like, "She bangs all kinds of guys. Like, how do you know it's mine? I'll do right by the baby if it turns out it's mine." But I'm not claiming.
He's
that.
Got a point. That's pretty good. Like, you know.
Yeah, prove it. You are.
Oh, that's her
the
work?
The father.
That's correct. Well, I mean, she's not
so
really
working
right now.
So she just dances around with her butt hanging out?
This is just one video of many. That's
Okay, well, she's doing a full nude.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. You can check her out later. That'll be fun.
It's not my thing.
But she's got the baby oil all over. You love that.
I do like that. You're right. Yeah.
That's Bryn's thing. Look at Bryn. He doesn't even want to turn it off.
Look, I'm doing research here. I'm trying to find some actual work of hers so we can get to the bottom of this.
I'm going
to
do this.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by RadioAlice.com. Our station's website has links to all of our social media pages and all kinds of pictures and concert calendars and more. So check out RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. The Warriors play the Cavs tomorrow night. Game one of the NBA Finals. This is part four.
Don't forget what else it is.
Vinny's kids recital
that's
night.
That's right.
Lucky. Oh my God, Bryn. Your mic's not even on and that was super loud.
That's right. While all of you are sitting down to watch the Warriors take on the Cavs. By the way, it is a home game. We'll be in Oakland. Tomorrow night, I will be sitting down to watch my kid do some kind of recital.
Is she only in the ballet class, or did she take
one class? This is at her school.
Oh, this is the spring play. So she's been working on some kind of...
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Something-y. So you still have the ballet thing to look forward to.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
That's down the line a minute. Yeah.
Does she have a big role in this?
I don't know. I just know that it came up just last night. Like, oh, the game's Thursday. That's the night of the. And I was like, you know, oh, that's too bad.
You guys have fun. Videotape it.
You guys should record
that
for me so I can watch it when you get home.
FaceTime it for the 30 seconds. She'll be up there.
I need to be.
I thought this was the dance recital. Yeah. I actually like the school plays because you know a lot of those kids, you know? And you see other parents, you know, and stuff. I always like those.
Anyway, don't forget, game one, tomorrow night, 6 p.m. I've been hearing this for a couple days now, and I did think of Hooman as he always seems to be on the cutting edge of health. He is the picture of.
Hey.
That's for sure.
Apparently, the next big trend is cockroach milk.
No. Please stop. That's disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Why would you even do that story?
Yeah, Vinny. Get him!
That's a poor choice of stories.
You kept a bucket and a tube in your shower.
Right.
And did enemas every single day.
Yeah.
With coffee grown in the shade from the Oregon
in Mexico.
Shade. And you're telling me this
is too far? This is disgusting.
You've ruined everything, Vincent.
It turns out there's one species of cockroach in Hawaii that makes milk, and it's even more nutritious than cow's milk.
Oh, hold on. They're actually milking I thought they were just grinding them up like they do with cashews and almonds to make milk.
Sarah.
Well, that's what I thought.
They say the process of milking millions of cockroaches isn't exactly easy, but there's several companies working on bringing the cockroach milk to market.
They got to come up with another name for it.
Why?
Because no one is going to buy cockroach milk.
No one. You aren't
going to do this.
Hell no. I hate cockroaches.
Well, so do I, but
I used to live in an apartment with cockroaches.
Don't act like you would try this. They need
I
to come
wouldn't,
up with another
but,
name.
You know, I'm not kombucha guy either.
Oh, you're not? I'm drinking one right now.
Of course you are.
Hey, get me.
What if you found out it was made out of cockroaches, but they just came up with a clever name? Would you immediately put it down? You would. You can't
this
call
is,
something cockroach
I just
milk.
Can't do it.
There's got to be something. There's got to be another name for it. I can't think of one. All I can think about is cockroaches. But
what's the stuff that turned your tongue black?
Kombucha.
It was kombucha.
Yeah, and you're still drinking the stuff.
No, it was a combination. I don't know. I think I was taking a lot of vitamins. I don't know what it was.
Right.
It's a long time ago. I'm glad we're reliving everything from my past right now. Hey.
How about crystallized milk or crystal milk?
Crystal milk?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you
because
call
it's
it?
Part of these. They're saying crystals
People who like crystals are into this cockroach?
Crystallized milk particles are loaded with nutrients, and that's what the cockroaches supposedly
So basically, they're saying it's milk, but it's really bug guts, right? I mean, that's what we're talking about here. No one's milking these things. They're squishing them. Oh, my God.
I always feel...
You're making me want to throw up.
All
right,
next
now.
Story.
Okay.
Ba-doom, boom, pow.
Ba-doom, boom, pow.
I always feel bad when a guy falls down and lands on something so incredibly perfectly that it gets stuck where the sun doesn't shine.
Is that how it happens? A Fusilli Jerry situation?
He finds himself in the ER having to get it removed. Mm. In this case,
I just don't know how it happened. It's like all the stars aligned and this thing just fell up there.
There's a 26-year-old guy in New Delhi, India, who recently went to the hospital with a 6-inch handheld shower head stuck.
Oh, boy.
There.
Yeah.
He told the doctors that he accidentally slipped.
In the shower, and it was aimed just perfectly.
And landed perfectly.
Yeah. So he's lying and put that up there.
Luckily for him, it didn't do any internal damage, and doctors say they were able to remove it. Wow!
Do we have an x-ray of it?
We have an x-ray of it.
Excellent.
My goodness.
Does it have a big knob on the end of it?
The weird part is that it didn't just... it got all the way.
Oh, boy. Like past the point of no return?
Like that must have been all his body weight as he fell down on it.
Poor guy.
Repeatedly to the point where it went all the way.
I don't understand. Why are they asterisking it? I don't understand what's happening here.
I don't know.
Like,
should you?
Was there any chance I was going to miss that projectile? This is very strange. Yeah, don't fall in the shower, people, I guess is the lesson here.
Be careful with your 6-inch shower heads.
Yeah.
When you're
just, you know,
he's okay though. Everyone,
leave yourself a cord.
He's okay.
Oh, good. No internal damage. It's amazing what the human body can take.
It's hard to get over getting dumped.
You ever been dumped, Sarah? I have, and it's very painful.
You have?
Sure. Yeah.
Oh, we were not talking about the guy when you were 16, are we?
When I was 16,
that doesn't count.
No, but I've had my heart broken. I mean,
you have.
Everybody has.
All right. Have you ever been dumped? You've never been dumped.
No, but I've had my heart broken.
You have?
Yeah.
Everybody knows that ache. Have you ever been dumped?
You know, sometimes you have to get rid of people because they're no good.
Oh.
Yeah,
it
no
hurts
good.
So much.
That guy.
No yeah. Good, it's good. Just like, dude, if you only kept it together.
We could be together forever.
But now I have something even better.
She got herself a Johnny V.
That's right, baby.
Everybody needs a John.
Top Mercedes-Benz salesman in the Bay Area.
Hey!
Of all time.
I had all?
They just gave him a trip to Alabama for all his good work.
Boy, winning.
Mercedes, you're so classy.
Do they just go to Alabama because they're like, please, Alabamians, buy our cars?
No, that's where their headquarters is. Oh. And he got to drive like brand new cars and whatever stuff they were doing.
Super fun.
Classes.
A group of scientists just studied three big strategies people use to deal with a breakup after a long-term relationship. They use brain scans to see how well the strategies work. The best strategy is distraction. They found that when people distracted themselves with things like eating a bunch of food, they were in a better mood overall.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
To me, that's when you're wallowing. You're just like eating and crying in your food.
Well, yeah, but that's what you're using this food to help you get over it. Getting ripped certainly doesn't help.
No, it makes you very maudlin.
Right. Anyway, it didn't help them to get over their ex, but it helped them put off dealing with those feelings for a minute.
And do they feel like if you put it off for a while, they're easier to deal with?
I guess, right?
No, you got to go through it.
Well, the worst strategy is accepting your feelings and saying things like, it's okay to love someone I'm not with anymore. So that's accepting it and going through it doesn't seem... I mean, then you just feel the pain.
Hmm.
The second best strategy is trashing your ex.
Oh.
Like thinking about all the stuff they did that you hated.
How about trash in their car? Does that work?
Does it work?
For the moment. Windows out your car.
Hooman, I forget. Yeah. I don't know who you were broken up with when you flew to Fiji.
No, Malaysia.
Malaysia.
Jeez, but bucket, cockroach milk. It's a Hooman heavy break. All right, go ahead.
Who was it again that you broke up? Was that Nunu or was that...
Snuffy.
Was it Snuffy?
Oh, no. That was Snuffy?
Well, Fiji, I mean, I just think I went because my buddy owned the resort. I don't think I was trying to get away.
No, I'm talking about Malaysia.
Malaysia. Yeah. That was Nunu. Yeah.
Did that work was the question.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, listen, it's a process, but anything to not sit and sulk is the way to go. Don't play that.
My heart.
Oh.
Don't do that.
So you say go to Malaysia.
I just say distract yourself. Like
that's what science says. Mm-hmm. Good answer.
But I mean,
most people can only just eat stuff, but you know,
no,
some
like,
people can go to Malaysia,
right?
Mm-hmm. Or exercise, or just do anything. Like just. Thank you for having every
revenge body.
You're amazing. Look at you, Bryn.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says they're planning a Boba Fett movie. It's supposedly the next Star Wars movie.
It's been a rumor for a long time. Like I said, they're having a hard time tying those last two Star Warses together. You know, who knows where it's going to go from how the last one ended, everybody all of a sudden becoming Jedi. Is that a spoiler?
Just burp.
It wasn't me.
Was that Hooman?
I have a sound
Vinny.
Effect
that
button over
Hooman.
Here.
I didn't burp.
Well, who did it then?
I'm just sitting here.
I think it was Hooman.
You do?
Yeah, I do. Because you're sitting next to me.
You got to own it.
What about Adam Levine in leather pants?
Yeah. He can pull that off. Yeah.
She get rid of the blonde hair, but
I
sure.
I like the blonde hair.
You do?
Yeah, I think he's cute.
All right.
I hear he's a jerk, but
he can sing.
He's really, he can sing and he's
What do you mean you hear
hot.
He's a jerk?
Yeah, I've heard he's kind of jerky.
Oh. Huh.
But, you know, I'm sure...
He's a rock star.
She's right. When Adam Levine first, like, when Maroon 5 first broke, you know, we had him at Now and Zen as the opening band, and they were so humble. They were so... I remember interviewing him backstage at the Grammys.
Oh, yeah, there were nobodies.
But now, yeah, don't touch me.
Well, they,
you know... You take a picture
sure
with me, don't...
I'm probably get sick of getting groped.
Touch me.
You know?
Probably I love that like, story, and I love the picture. There's my girlfriend with her arms at her side standing next to him.
Don't touch.
I love it.
He probably doesn't want to get people's perfume on him or their body odor or just he just doesn't want
or
to be groped.
Or he's probably been, it's gone too far enough times that he's like, look, I don't want a deal.
Don't touch me.
The long, uncomfortable hug.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. You're drooling.
209 says, Darth put him in carbonite and then handed him over to Boba Fett.
He did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Because they wanted to see if the carbonite would work for Luke Skywalker. So they were testing it on Han. And then Han was going to be delivered over to Jabba the Hutt.
So Boba Fett brought him to Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
And that's they wheeled him in.
Because Boba Fett's a bounty hunter for Jabba.
But where was Leia during that? Because that was when the big scene happens where she's like, I love you.
What time is it in China?
She was a prisoner.
So this was at Jabba the Hutt's
No, this was, I don't know where exactly this was. It was
it's
like
11:55 p.m. in China.
We're going to take a quick break.
Find
out what time it is after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.